You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, after the preliminaries, I think it was three rounds of preliminaries of the Scripps National Spelling Bee yesterday, one of the two Colorado students made it through to the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
Aditi Muthukumar, she goes to school in North Glen, lives in Westminster. She will be competing today in the quarterfinals, and then if she makes it through that, the semifinals are later today, so they'll do both quarters and semis today, and then the finals would be tomorrow.
What happened to the other kid?
Sophia, she attends Douglas Elementary School in Boulder, did not make it through the preliminaries, but you know what? Still, both Aditi and Sophia representing Colorado out of millions of kids who try to do this every year.
Do you have the word that tripped her up?
Yes. I think it was pappardelle, the type of pasta.
Oh.
She went P-A-P-A, and it's P-A-P-P-A.
Idiot.
That's the word that...
what an idiot.
Down. But anyway, Aditi moves on through. She's going to try to become the first winner from Colorado in more than 20 years.
Well, cheers to her. Good luck.
Yeah, and the words that they were given?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it's a spelling bee, man.
They're crazy hard sometimes.
They're not coming at you with Mississippi or anything like that. It's pumpernickel or whatever you just said.
So with the spelling bee going on, the Google Trends people posted a thing that's kind of funny. They were showing the top words that each state either doesn't know how to spell or can't remember how to spell. And some of them are pretty tough. I mean, like miscellaneous is one that I've really got to think about.
Yeah,
I can spell it, but it's one of those if you're typing along and you get to that word, you slow down. It's like a speed bump, right?
Mm-hmm.
But some of the others, I got to say, come on, people. Like, what was one of my favorites? Delaware, they don't know how to spell the word those.
Really?
Those shoes, T-H-O-S-E.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Utah can't spell chose. Tennessee can't spell sugar.
What?
The state of Georgia has a hard time spelling the word queen. No. And people in Pennsylvania can't spell people.
What? So,
for the state of Colorado, I looked it up. The word that we struggle the most with is ally. Like, have you got an ally when you go into that meeting today?
Yeah.
Ready, go, Jeremy, go.
Is it A-L-L-Y?
Yes.
Yeah.
You would have passed
Ding.
That test. Anyway, that's enough about that. What else is going on? Listen, people need to stop stealing the plants along South Broadway. Have you seen this story? Mm-mm. It makes me laugh. The landscape architect who tends to all the plants along that busy stretch of road, South Broadway, says hundreds of dollars worth of plants have been stolen over the last few years, and she would like whoever is doing it to just stop.
That's a jerk move, isn't it?
It's a jerk. So she will plant these plants outside of these, and the businesses are paying for it, and then somebody's coming along and digging the plants up and taking them home. Stop it. Time for some security cameras, right, Jeremy?
That's right.
If you've never seen the Air Force Thunderbirds perform, you'll have a chance this week. They're going to be doing practice session today down around Colorado Springs. And then they will be putting on the real show tomorrow because it's the graduation ceremonies at the Air Force Academy, you know, where they throw their caps in the
air. That's so awesome to see.
So the Thunderbirds will be there, and President Joe Biden will be there to give the commencement address. So big doings going on down in the Springs. Big doings going on with actor Al Pacino. We were kind of raising our eyebrows the other day when we saw that 79-year-old Robert De Niro just had a new baby with his girlfriend. Well, Al Pacino just got in on the action. His lady friend is 8 months pregnant, and Al Pacino is 83 years old.
Yeah, there's a 54-year age difference. What's that all about? What is that?
He's getting busy, man.
Is that
what does he care? He's Al Pacino.
On the other end, what's that all about? Is it daddy issues? Is
it a cash grab? I will just let people...
Honestly, what is going on in the mind of a 29-year-old with Al Pacino? I want to know. It's a cash grab.
I don't want to say.
It's a cash grab.
I don't want to say.
It's a check every month.
What if she truly loves her?
She was previously with Mick Jagger, so she's making a habit of being with really old guys.
So apparently Al Pacino has moves like Jagger. Should we play Moves Like Jagger? We haven't played that in a million
years. Don't have to.
I want to.
Okay,
I like that song.
You do it.
Hold on. Moves.
You go, girl.
Moves Like Jagger. I mean, we play a lot of Maroon 5, but we just haven't played that one in a while. All right, so we'll play that in a moment. Right. Hey, listen, the last story I've got for you is making me laugh, but for about a month, New Zealand's national airline, it is Air New Zealand, is going to be asking their customers to step on a scale before they board a plane for an international flight. They say their pilots, Jeremy, need a better idea of how much weight the plane will be taking on. And airlines already do things like they weigh all the luggage when you go. You've got to put that on the scale. And they weigh all the food and stuff that's being, you know, brought onto the plane by food service companies. But the only way to know how much the people weigh is to, well, weigh them.
Yeah.
Airlines generally just use average weights to kind of predict how much the plane will weigh. But it's time to get new averages. Because, like, for instance, in 2004... the average weight of passengers was about 170 pounds. 20 years later, that's up to 190 pounds. So you can see why they need to do this again. They're like, we need new averages because people are getting larger.
We're fluffy.
Now, if you're all outraged and butthurt about this, they insist it is completely discreet. No one will see the number when you step on the scale, not even the employees. You just get on a scale. There's no big thing that flashes your weight. It just feeds the data into a computer so you're anonymous, and okay, they can just see this plane is carrying X number of tons of people.
Oh, okay. All
so
right.
It's all, yeah, it's all
and
anonymous.
If they ask you to step to the side, then you're too fat.
They're like, I'm sorry. What else is trending?
All right, here we go. Here we go. Get a piece of paper. Get ready, because this is going to get complicated. The second biggest news story in the state, minus the Nuggets, is the Casa Bonita update. Now, here's your update. The first lucky locals will be able to dine at Casa Bonita via a lottery. And they are invited to bring up to 5 family members with them during the lottery slash soft opening period. You have to sign up for the newsletter that they have on their website to be entered into the lottery, okay?
Okay.
Then after that, they're going to sell tickets for 3 days as they ramp up in stages to a public opening with regular hours. Can they make this any more complicated?
God.
Here we go.
Just open.
After the soft openings and ticketed events, which are going to be about 500 people in all, they will open for dinner only on Monday through Saturday. A short time later, they'll transition to 7 days a week, nighttime only. Then the restaurant will move to being open all day on the weekends. And then finally, 6 to 8 weeks into opening, they're going to open 7 days a week all day. Whew, I hope you guys got that all. I might have to post it on our Facebook.
You know what I'm going to do? Whew. I'm just going to wait until like February, and then I'm going to go buy.
You know what? You
Thursday.
Honestly should. The news story's out about people camping out in the parking lot and waiting, and it's just getting a little bit insane. So the police have been alerted to these all these openings. They're going to have extra security. They're really concerned about the parking lot, how many people are going to be in there and out of there. They are going to have overtime security all throughout the night. I mean, all this is going to be a huge, huge event for Casa Bonita. The South Park guys are going to make their money back in no time when this thing finally goes, you know, full time.
So true.
I do love the little side story. There's a little brewery there in that same shopping center called West Facts Brewing Company. They have a blueberry wheat. I highly recommend it. But they are loving this because the amount of people waiting for Casa Bonita to open, they're wandering over to the brewery and having beers, and I'm sure they're going to be packed for, you know, when this thing goes into full swing.
Nice.
So Westfax is raking it in, too. So, yeah, good for them. Here's a summer safety tip, and this cracks me up because I have been harping on people for years not to do this. Never leave your sunglasses on your dashboard because essentially you could have a death ray. The sun will hit your sunglasses, hit it just right, and it's like a magnifying glass burning ants. And it could set your dash on fire and your car on fire. And so fire departments are saying, take your sunglasses off the dash. Don't store them there. My wife.
They
does
say the
this
same thing now about water
bottles
too, which is interesting.
Yeah, that story's been around for quite a while. The same thing can happen with water bottles, and then the other story about keeping hand sanitizer in your car that it could blow up, and you know the alcohol in it, and blah 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 blah.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of keeping sunglasses on the dash anyway. Like, I have expensive sunglasses, and I feel like it just ruins them. Or you'll go and grab them and put them on, and you'll get, like, sunglass burns on your face.
I never leave my sunglasses in my car, period.
Oh, I do. I've got the little sunglass thing up in the top. You put them up top there, but my wife leaves
them
on the dash.
I use them when I go for walks, too, so I just carry them in and put them next to where I keep my keys.
Oh, okay. Well, then you don't have to worry about the death ray.
I don't
have
to worry about it. I'm not going to have the death ray.
Yeah, but really, I mean, isn't that funny? Like, there's something stupid like that you got to think about now? That, oh, my God, I could catch my car on fire with my Ray-Bans. Oh, my God.
The photo that that British fire department posted, it's pretty gnarly of a car that, like, burned up because of sunglasses.
It melted. Yeah, pretty gross. I was just talking about this yesterday with camping and something about camping and cooking and eating outside. The food and everything just tastes better. And now this morning there's a survey talking about one of the perks of summer. Food tasting less bland, essentially. 71% of people say certain foods just taste better in the summer, like watermelon, ice cream, lemonade, and then all that meat that you're barbecuing. It just tastes good, doesn't it? And eating outside, it's something that's like a sensory overload for me.
Speaking of lemonade, would you like to hear completely off track my discovery, my tip for a cool, refreshing summertime beverage?
Tell us now.
It's not alcoholic beverage. It's just a regular adult beverage, but it's like extremely low in calories and sugar and everything else. You take one of those packets of Crystal Light.
Mm-hmm.
You ever drink that stuff?
I've had it, yeah.
Take a package of Crystal Light. The peach tea one is really good.
Yes.
For this. Get that all made up, and you put half of that in a glass, and then the other half of the glass, you put in Fresca, the grapefruit-flavored Fresca, as a mixer.
Hmm.
Stir that together with some ice. Change your
pretty
world.
Pretty good, huh?
It'll change your world, and I'm here offering that as a free
tip
for our listeners.
I love making good Fresca.
Half Crystal Light peach tea, half Fresca, the grapefruit flavor. Done.
Dang, man.
Mind so good, Jeremy.
Mind blown.
Take that to your next pick.
Okay, I will. Let's get to bed rotting during the next trending report.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I know you want to play Maroon. You're bored, so we're going to move on. All right, let's do clickbait.
No, I'm very excited right now. We could go for another 20 minutes if you want.
Let's do clickbait. You're going to hate it, too.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I'm sorry, I did it. I had to post a Karen this morning. Somebody filmed a Karen screaming stuff at Starbucks staff, and you can't even tell what she's screaming about, and she starts slamming the counter.
Oh.
And it's just so mesmerizing to me that people get this upset over, like, coffee. So anyway, check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
She's crazy.